This is KERA News. COVID-19 cases across North Texas are on the rise, and hospitals are shifting gears so they're ready. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports.
One immediate goal of slowing the spread of COVID-19 is to prevent overcrowding of hospitals. That's why Dallas is preparing a pop-up facility at the Dallas Convention Center. There may be a bigger worry.
The thing that concerns me the most is workforce.
Stephen Love has been president and CEO of the DFW Hospital Council for 13 years. His members include 90 North Texas hospitals.
You can have all the available beds you want, but you got to staff those beds. It's going to be real close, but if a lot of the things we've put in place, like stay at home, flatten that curve enough, we can at least push it out over a longer period of time.
Love believes there will be enough qualified workers, like those with special training, needed to operate ventilators.
It's going to be close, but we hope we've all done enough that we can certainly handle the surge.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins has been doing what he can to protect those medical workers. He's trying to increase needed supplies, like personal protective equipment, PPEs.
We will pay you. We're not asking you to do this for free. Anyone that can make PPEs, if you have a shirt manufacturing facility, whatever, if you're currently not on because you manufacture clothing, you could turn back on if you manufacture PPEs.
And Stephen Love says because Dallas took precautions, like closing restaurants and allowing takeout only up to 3 weeks before New York did, the North Texas infection rate may be lower. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.